Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, the presidential campaigns go digital. President Obama's people even know how your mother voted. But first, trouble in Europe is hitting home here in the U.S. Exports dropped over 11% in April. States like Massachusetts, where we're based, and which sends 40% of its exports to Europe, have been hit hard. And while Spain's leaders insist the $125 billion rescue package laid out by European officials this past weekend is not a bailout, it's a credit line, those same European officials are pretty much saying today, if it walks like a rescue and talks like a rescue, then it's a rescue. Whatever it is, it may have helped. Europe may have dodged a bullet this weekend, but elections in Greece this Sunday and fears of a run on banks in Italy are looming on the horizon. So what is happening in Europe? Let's start there first with Zanny Minton-Bedos of The Economist. Zanny, start with Spain. Why is the Spanish government so determined to say this is not a rescue?
Because it's politically very difficult for the Spanish government to admit that it needs a rescue. This government came into power saying we're going to do a lot of tough austerity ourselves. Our banks, we can deal with our banking mess. We don't need help. And they certainly, politically, it's very tough for them to say it. Actually, they are being rescued. So they want to do everything they can to differentiate their rescue from that which the Greeks and the Irish and the Portuguese had before them. But as you say, it walks like a rescue, it talks like a rescue, it is a rescue.
But does it have those same strings attached? Does the government have to do more to cut?
No, it doesn't. And there are at least two ways in which this rescue package is a step forward, if you will, from the previous ones. Firstly, it wasn't negotiated in the middle of the night at a sort of marathon meeting. It was a relatively civilized phone call last weekend. Secondly, it's big. It's designed to provide money to the Spanish government to help them recapitalize their banking system. But the amount, 100 billion euros, $125 billion, is comfortably more than most people think the Spanish banks actually need. So unusually, in a crisis where each time the Europeans have kind of done too little, too late, this actually is a sort of reasonably big number. And thirdly, unlike the other rescue packages, the Europeans are not demanding onerous new conditions of the Spanish. They are recognizing, I think, that the Spanish are actually doing a lot of budget cutting themselves and that it's not terribly helpful to demand even more. But there's one big area in which it really is a rescue, which is that this money is going to be lent to the Spanish government. And so the Spanish government is on the hook for the money, even though it's going to go to recapitalize Spanish banks, which means that the debt stock of the Spanish government is going to rise, and so people's concerns about the future solvency of the Spanish government is going to rise.
Well, what does it all mean? We know Simon Johnson, former International Monetary Fund economist, is saying it's not just Spain. All of Europe's leaders have no clothes. Others are saying it doesn't address this idea of living on borrowed money. You know, and we've been hearing this drumbeat of, you know, the sky is falling for months now. So where are we?
You know, you're absolutely right. We've been living on the edge for so long that it kind of becomes hard to believe that things could really go catastrophically wrong. But I think they could. And what I think this rescue package is yet another iteration in the Europeans' muddle-through strategy. Whereas what they need to do now to shore up confidence, if they really want to shore up confidence and keep the single currency together, is something much bolder, a systemic solution, if you will, a kind of system-wide approach, not a country-by-country rescue package. They need to start building a European banking union. They need to start thinking about how to do some mutualization of European Eurozone government's debts. These are big, bold, architectural changes. If you will, they need to kind of take the big step forward to the fiscal and economic integration that a single currency needs. They're not going to be able to save the euro with rescue packages for individual countries.
Well, do they need to do what President Obama said they needed to do last week in his press conference? You know, he seemed to be saying they need to spend more. They need to do what he'd like to do more of here, but the U.S. did do some of in its stimulus package, and he says they need to do that as well.
I think that's part of the solution. I think part of the problem in Europe has been that the Germans particularly have been sort of obsessively focused on budget cutting and have thought that all you need to have is austerity and then everything will be fine. And that's been an insufficient and in many ways misguided approach. But I don't think it's just about switching from austerity to spending. They need to basically take that quantum leap towards saying, we've got a single currency, we're determined to keep it, and we're going to create the the bits of the architecture that we haven't got yet that we need. And that means, as Angela Merkel says, more Europe. No, she doesn't want to have any risk sharing or any more financial integration until you have the political integration, which in her view means that you can keep profligate countries under control. So the German view is, if we're going to have more Europe, we need to have all kinds of constraints in place to make sure that countries behave, and only then can we start mutualizing risk or pooling, having joint euro bonds or something like that. I think that they don't have the luxury of that, and they need to take a step towards a limited euro bond, a limited fiscal integration, much sooner than the Germans think.
So you're saying essentially bonds. Is that what you're saying? I mean, much the way we have a treasury bond?
Yeah. They basically need to start, I mean, it doesn't have to be a complete one, but a limited one, yeah. A limited euro bond. You need to have some kind of euro bond, and you need to have some kind of banking union.
Zanny Minton-Beddoes, economics editor for The Economist on just the continuing crisis in Europe. Zanny, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.